great to have you here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's all about you and your wallet. I want you to learn ideas from me so you can keep more of what you make. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're in an ultra-hot job market. So there's something employers did during the Great Recession that's still hanging on out there. I want to make sure you know and don't allow an employer to take advantage of you this way. And coming up yet later, about half of us don't have access to a retirement plan where we work. I want to share with you a great idea that one state has started doing that should be something we do across the 50 states. So I have a story to share with you that is absolutely wild. A woman lost her credit card. She was out shopping and didn't realize she didn't have it. And then she got a text message. She had alerts on her phone that alerted her when unexpected charges happened on her card. And she got one saying that her card had just been used at this sit-down restaurant. And she called the place and asked, "Hey, my credit card was just used in your restaurant. Do you know if the person's still there?" Turned out the person had already left. Then she got another alert that the card was being used at an auto parts store. So she races over to the restaurant, and they showed her video off their surveillance cameras of the person who had used her card. So what did she do? The restaurant gave her a copy of the video, which is surprising and unusual, good for them. And she put the video on Facebook and asked if anyone recognized the person who was using her stolen card. Just hours later, the mom of the person who turned out to be a teenager who was using the stolen card posted and contacted her and set up a time for them to all meet at the police station. Is this a wild story? So she sees the girl because she knows what she looks like from the surveillance video from the restaurant. She sees the girl crying and shaking in the car. And as she walks up to the car with the mom and the daughter outside the police station, she says the anger started to leave her. And as she told a reporter for News 3 in Memphis, "I figured, okay, you got two options. You can let her go into the system, meaning be arrested, or you can show her kindness, forgiveness, and love." The 18-year-old who had stolen her card gets out of the car, shaking, apologizes, gives her the money back. Yes, her mom gave her the money for all the purchases she'd made. And she decided at that moment, gave the teenager a hug, and then gave her a lecture about values and the consequences of taking something, as she said, that doesn't belong to you. She then took a selfie with the teenager and posted the end of the story on Facebook and said, "There are teachable moments." And I think this was a teachable moment. Now, you may disagree completely with how she handled this, but my feeling, my opinion, she made a judgment at the time. She stopped the crime. She solved the crime herself. Was prepared to press charges at the police station and had that change of heart at that moment and gave that teenager another chance. And so I think this story is great on so many levels. The restaurant, this never would have come about if the restaurant hadn't done what I think is completely the right thing. They showed her the video of the criminal. Think how often businesses don't cooperate with the victim of the crime. And maybe this kid will turn it around now and realize that she dodged a lifelong bullet. Maybe the woman made a mistake giving her a second chance, but she made a judgment. And I really salute her for that. You know, you never know what happens when you're a victim of a crime. If you never heard the story of me being mugged in Madrid and going after the mugger and catching up to the mugger and confronting the mugger physically, and I got back my wallet that the muggers had taken. And how many of you, after I did that, said, what a stupid thing I did, and I could have been dead right there as on a subway platform. I could have been dead on that platform. And in the aftermath, I was like, you know what? That's right. That was probably not my best idea ever. And I could have been killed. At the time, though, it's what felt right. And it was weird. I still, as I'm telling you that story, I still remember the fear in that criminal's eyes when he was confronted face to face by me grabbing him as hard as I could and saying, forgetting all my Spanish at that moment in English, saying, give me back my wallet. And I don't know if he knew any English at all, but he handed that wallet right back over. And that's where it ended. I mean, you never really know with crime how the thing plays. But to her, doing something so unusual, I want to know what you think. I'd love it if you went to our Facebook page at facebook.com/Clark Howard and let me know what you feel she should have done when she was right there face to face with the criminal, captured red-handed using her credit card. Check out our full podcast at clark.com/on demand.